This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. We have help for you today, or maybe for a friend or family member that has dealt with addictions. There is hope for you, and there's an amazing opportunity coming up this weekend on Sunday that you might want to be a part of. So I'm talking to Jen Hope. She's the founder and director of Recovery Rocks. Last year it was a great success, and we're looking forward to another big year. Jen, I appreciate your time. Tell me about this event and why you are having it.
Well, thank you for inviting me to be on the show today.
Yes.
This event is a place where people can come together and realize they're not alone. Many times, you know, those struggling with an addiction or their family members feel really isolated. They don't sometimes feel like they have someone to talk to. So this day is a time where everyone can come together. They can see there's community. They can see recovery's possible.
Yes.
We have some great speakers with some motivational messages. We have live music, food trucks, kids activities. We have 60 resource tables for mental health, wellness, and substance use. We have vendors offering recovery-related items, silent auction, raffle. There's something for everyone.
Okay, so it's happening this Sunday. Tell us where and what time.
Yeah, it is out at the awesome Sweetwater Performance Pavilion.
Yes.
I know.
Yay, love
it. It's fantastic. And it starts at 2 o'clock, and we're going until 6.
Okay, so kind of an open house style. Is that what that's like?
Kind of. The first hour is a time for connection with resources and with each other. And then starting at 3 is when our speakers and our music will take the stage.
Gotcha.
And that'll run till 5.
So you want to be there for this event. You want to be a part of this, especially if you feel alone. And Jen, I know you're in that world. You're helping so many people. And I think a lot of families feel like if it's their family member, that they're embarrassed. You know, they don't want to tell people.
Yes.
They don't want to talk about it. But the people I've been around, the people I care about that are struggling with it, I've seen how the hope and help comes when they talk about it, because then they find out they're not alone. Is that what you want to say to some people that might be afraid to come out?
Yes, absolutely. You know, by talking about it, that's how we're going to help break down stigma.
Yes.
And stigma is a barrier. And, you know, we're not talking about a moral flaw. We're not talking about something a family has done wrong. We're dealing with genetic disease here. And we shouldn't be keeping it in the closet or silent. We should be talking about it.
Right. When you say it that way, Jen, it kind of takes the pressure and the pain of it off of it. Not like, what did you do? Why are you doing that? Well, people are doing things and doing their addictions because there's something that's not right. And like you said, a lot of times it's the mental health issue. It's an addictive chemical reaction that you have inside of your body that happens, or in your brain.
Right.
And so there is hope and help for you today. Talk about that a little bit, because I know you're the leader of momofanaddict.org organization. Talk to that mom or that dad that feels like they're embarrassed and they don't know what to do about their child.
Oh, I remember sitting awake at night, you know, not sleeping, crying, wondering, you know, where is my son? Is he alive? Has he eaten? And feeling like I had done something wrong as a mom.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely not true. So community is essential. Being a part of a group where you know you're not alone and you can say anything is so helpful. And we have to recover on our own from thinking that we had, maybe behaviors that we had. And I just want people to know that, like you keep saying, there is hope.
Yes. Absolutely hope. So Jen, I appreciate your time today. And that's why we want to highlight this. This Sunday, it is a special day. Recovery Rocks, 2 to 6 p.m. at Sweetwater's Performance Pavilion. Resources, help, fun, things for the kids, and a lot of music and speakers. So if you want to know more, I've got that on my Conversations page, the link and where to go and what to do. We want you to get help today. And there is hope for you and your family and your friends. That's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.